The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Starship Day, the Torah Way, Northwest London, Wednesday, the 9th of September, Chof Elul, Harav Gesh and Duna, on Hilchos Sukkah.
Good morning, everyone. Clearly, you're all thinking to yourself, why on earth is talking about Sukkah if it's about 10 days to Rosh Hashanah? There's much more timely things to talk about, like Hilchos Shofar, Hilchos Shvichos, how you shouldn't daven before Chatzos HaLaila, contrary to public minhag. Lots of different things are really more pertinent to Sukkah. But within Shloshim Yoim Kodim Lachag, and we're ready within Shloshim Yoim of Sukkah, and therefore there's already a mitzvah to discuss Hilchos Sukkah. Now, that in itself is not so simple, but the Machlokes Rishonim, whether the din of Shloshim Yoim Kodim Lachag applies only by Pesach or also by all the Yomim Tov. The reason why it would apply only by Pesach is because Rishonim bring down Pesach, that on Pesach there are many dinim that you have to know. It's very complicated. Most of Chelik Kei and Mishabura is Hilchos Pesach, lots of dinim bittel, lots of dinim of chomet, how to make your matzah, and the Rishonim is that if someone doesn't know Hilchos Pesach, they'll end up with a milvah dechalitzim. They've got something they can never fix. They have chomets in their food, and it's not bottled, and they'll end up on Pesach with chomets. And therefore, Hilchos Pesach could be dafka, you need 30 days to prepare for all the intricate halachas. Masha Ein Kein, says the Beis Yosef, and this is very interesting, that Hilchos Sukkah, it's much easier. It's not so complicated. What are you going to say? That Hilchos Dalaminim are hard? It's not true, says the Beis Yosef, that Roiv Dalad Minim are Kasherim, which means that everyone who spends hours with their different magnifying glass looking, the Beis Yosef says Roiv Dalad Minim are Kasherim, and therefore it's not so hard to get a kosher Dalad Minim. Now, it doesn't mean you should buy something blindly. Last year, I saw a Sregim for sale, which was Postal Lachal Hashittas. So it doesn't mean that you can just buy any Eskin, a few minutes kosher. But Roiv Dalad Minim are Kasherim, he says by a sukkah, also a sukkah, gambach, most sukkahs that we have are anyway kosher, and therefore it could be Shloshim Yom Kodesh Lachag only applies to Pesach, but many Rishonim say it also applies to sukkahs, and therefore we Mekayim within Shloshim Yom Kodesh Lachag, we'll learn a little bit about Hilchos Sukkah. And some of the Shaila, is there a mitzvah to build a sukkah or not? Is there a mitzvah to actually go and build a sukkah? It does say in the Pasuk, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha, which may be mashma, the actual mitzvah in the asiyah of the sukkah. Agav, there's a machlokes minchas chinuch and tzlach. Stamazoy, is there a chiyuv to build a sukkah, stamazoy, before sukkahs? Not mitam, the mitzvah building a sukkah. Mitam, your mitzvah to have a sukkah on sukkah. The minchas chinuch understands the da'as of tzlach, and this will be chiddush, and I apologize. He understands that the tzlach holds, there's no mitzvah on before sukkahs to build a sukkah. But there's no mitzvah sukkah now, I'm good to go. Now I'm okay. Now, it will come to sukkahs. I won't have a sukkah. I'm an onus. I've got no sukkah. I can't build it today. Also, to build a sukkah on the answer. How? Mechinuch bedas at tzlach. There's no chiv. Well, then dalaminim. Mechinuch understands that the tzlach holds. There's no chiv to buy dalaminim before sukkahs. Why? Because today's not sukkahs. I'm not a chiv in the mitzvah now. So relax. It's going to be okay. When it comes to sukkahs, by now, shops are closed. I'm not only Muslim potter. As long as he learned the chiv da'as tzlach, and he said, what on earth, how could it be? No such thing. Everything, and he's chodik on him. They're arguing by Pesach Sheni, are you allowed to be in the matzah derech chayka? It could be there, it's different. I'm telling again, it's not even much of a tzlach hold of it. The minchas chinuch, da'as tzlach learned of it, and he disagrees. And he says, of course, we're chodik, we're shtadl. Or as Meach said, as long as the din, shloshi gen chodik lachad, to learn hilchus of that yomtif, who are then the din of Shloshim Kodesh Lachag to be mishtadl to have the ability to mekayim the mitzvah that yomtov. Therefore, we're going with the pashtus and the chinuch of the Sameach. There is a mitzvah to build a sukkah, mitzad to have a sukkah to live in. Shaila is there a mitzvah in the actual mitzvah building of a sukkah? There is a mashmois in Rashi and Makkos Tavches. Rashi and Makkos Tavches talking about if one killed someone while chopping wood or while doing something which was a dvar mitzvah. And there it says you don't go to Golos Dvar Mitzvah. If a father hits his son or a rebbe hits his son, you don't have to go to Golos because of Dvar Mitzvah. And Rashi there says, talking about chopping wood for a sukkah, Rashi says, yeah, the chopping of the wood is not a mitzvah, says Rashi. And therefore, were you to be chopping wood for a sukkah, you still have to go to Golos had you killed someone while chopping the wood. That's not a mitzvah. Elo b'niyas ha-sukkah. Only the actual building of the sukkah, that's the mitzvah. This is the first mashmoit in one of the Rishonim that there is a mitzvah to build the sukkah. This is also mashma and Rama in two places. Rama and end of Tov Reish Chof Hei and end of Tov Reish Chof Vav. In Tov Reish Chof Hei, he says, Hamadaktikim maschilim miyad b'moitzi yom kippur ba'asiyat ha-sukkah. People who medakta kmitzvahs straight away with matzah and kippah, they build a sukkah. Because they love faith, mitzvah al mitzvah, to go straight from one mitzvah to another mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah to build a sukkah, just a hechsha mitzvah, just a hechsha timtzah to have a sukkah on sukkahs, then Ramah doesn't have any verse. And it sounds like that Ramah's learning is actually a mitzvah to build a sukkah, like the Mashmoyis of Rashi in Makkah Baket. But in Tzachach Vav, he says, sorry, Tzachach Dalet, no. So that's a chadarit. So Chafei says, "O mitzvah l'sakin asukah miyad l'achay yom kippah, the mitzvah habali yodoy al yachmid tena." Again, sounds like he's assuming that the building of the sukkah is actually a mitzvah. The Prima Gazim is masufak whether there's a din of mitzvah boy yosem mibishluchay by the mitzvah of building a sukkah. I.e., is there an inyan for you to do so rather than get your children, your friends, your goy to build a sukkah? Is there an inyan for you to do so yourself? Sufak in the Prima Gazim. And what's the Shaila Toyla on? Well, if you learn that there's no mitzvah on the sukkah, it's only Heksha mitzvah, just a Hechatimsa to have a sukkah on sukkahs, then you could learn. His Shaila is Pashas. Is there a din of mitzvah boy only on a real mitzvah, or is it also on a Heksha mitzvah, also on a preparation for a mitzvah? And that's the topic. However, it's not so simple, because the Machlokes are showing them in Kedushin Tachmem Aleph, it could be there is a mitzvah boy, Yosef Mibishluchai, even by a Hechshem mitzvah. Why? The Gemara there says, the Ishma Kaddish boy, Ubishluchai, a man can, it's not so fashionable nowadays, but in Corona, I always think that maybe we should do this. You can have much easier, much less people come to the wedding. So you can have the chosen can stay at home, the color can stay at home, the photographer can be the chosen, the music man can be the color, make a shliach, and then it's much more easy, much less people. People don't like to do that. But it says in Mishnah, Ish Mekadosh Boy Ubishluchai. And the Gemara learns Rashmah, Knas Alon, what if you know you can do a shliach, how same you do it yourself. Says the Gemara, it tells us that it's mitzvah boy, Yosem Ubishluchai. This is a makor, that's an Indian to do the mitzvah yourself rather than do so with a shliach. Now, the Machlokes Rishonim, what is the mitzvah there we're talking about? It's Mavua from the Ram, that the Ram learned by Kedushin, what's the mitzvah that's taking place when a husband and wife get married? The mitzvah is Turuvu, mitzvah is having children later. Elamai, even though the Kedushin is not the actual mitzvah, it's a Heksha mitzvah to Turuvu, and you see clearly the Da'at Haram, that there is a concept of mitzvah boy, Yosef Mibishluchai, even by a Heksha mitzvah. The Rambam disagrees. Rambam in Yad and in Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Yishe Beis, says clearly there is a mitzvah of Asiyas Kedushin. That Maisa Kedushin, Vesir Kiyichach Yishe Isha, the Maisa Kedushin is a mitzvah. Therefore, if you're the Rambam, you have no raya that there is a concept of mitzvah boy, Yosef Mishlokoi, by a Heksha mitzvah. Shen Kein, if you're the Ram, you do. There's another case there, the Gemara brings down, of the Amoraim were known to get their hands dirty, the cover Shabbos. And the similar machlech is showing there, what's the mitzvah of getting your hands dirty, the cover Shabbos? There are those who understand that the mitzvah of oinig Shabbos, the mitzvah of having nice food on Shabbos, and Amram therefore salted their fish before Shabbos, today to have nice food on Shabbos, and then that's a heksha mitzvah for oinig Shabbos. However, the Rambam was very clear, learned that no, it's gufa, a mitzvah of kovel Shabbos, to chop the food for Shabbos. Again, the Rambam Shetosei only learns the mitzvah boy by a mitzvah itself, and therefore the achon on Erev Shabbos is a mitzvah itself. That's when you say mitzvah boy, yosem mibishluchai, and talk upon him. The Shabbos Yimidadim, if you learn there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah, it's poshut that you have to build a sukkah yourself, not do a shliach. If you learn only heksha mitzvah, it will be toilal machlokes rambam aram, whether the sukkah mitzvah boy by a heksha mitzvah. Now, when you say mitzvah boy, you have to go and do the whole sukkah yourself. It sounds a bit daunting. You know, always you see a picture of Ram doing it on the ladder, he's putting a bit of stuff on finish. I don't think he does the whole thing. That's the machlokes maglevam and shukha farav in Pesach and Tosfresh. Lamed maybe, I don't remember exactly, somewhere there, Tuf Lamed Beis, the Machlokes there, are you Mekai Mitzvah Boy, just by doing a bit of the Mitzvah, or you have to do the whole Mitzvah? Talking about there, because so much just the one room of the house, is are you Mekai Mitzvah Boy by a little bit, enough spinner will be to us, must someone build the entire Sukkah to Mekai Mitzvah Boy, or not? Okay, now let's get a little bit involved in the Halachas of the Sukkah. So now we've established that we're supposed to build the Sukkah straight after the Kippur, because the Mitzvah Kepshutai, we mentioned many Shittas, that's mitzvah of the sukkah, the Indians build it yourself. How do you build the sukkah? So the Mishnah starts off, Sukkah Shigavayla Ma'alim Chafama is possible. You can't have a Sukkah over 20 amas tall. I once went to the Waldorf Astoria and they showed me very proudly that their roof retracts over the atrium. I said, whoa, slow down, it's about 100 meters in the sky. I don't understand how that's kosher Sukkah. And they said, you're so funny. We retract the roof or we build Sukkahs on the floor and therefore the Sukkah is less than 20 amas and the roof is open to the sky. Okay, so we passed that a Sukkah cannot be over 20 amas. And Rehuda disagrees and says, no, it can be over 20 amas. The Gemara brings three reasons why it can't be over 20 amas. Rabba, Rava, and Rav Zera. Reason number one is, because it says in the Pasuk, the man, you have to know you're sitting in the Sukkah, and the Sukkah is 1,000 amas tall. You don't even know what you're sitting in, and therefore, you won't be Makayim, that the man, keep the Sukkah in the Shafti. The other reason is, because you're supposed to sit in the tail of the Sukkah, the shade of the Sukkah, and with the angles, if the Sukkah below 20 amas, then the Schach, which is the Ikka Sukkah, will be shading you. Mashenkin, Sukkah over 20 amas, then the Schach won't be shading you. You'll be sitting in the shade of the walls, so the sun's coming from the side. Therefore, you won't be sitting in the tail of the Sukkah. The third reason is, so we need a Diras Arai, not a Diras Kvar, and a Sukkah Lamayla Nechof is a Diras Arai. The Gemara explains that it doesn't mean Daska. The Gemara explains that you don't have to have a real shaky little sukkah. It just has to be a sheer that it could be arai. You can make your walls out of solid metal. That's not a problem, even though it's very big. Well, people have sukkah in their house. It's not a deal. It's arai in their house. But as long as it's a sheer, which could be done arai, that would be good enough. The Gemara there brings down nafkaminas between these three mahalkas. One nafkamina is, if you have the fanois magios l'schach, like most of our sukkahs, if the walls go all the way up to the schach. Says the Gemara, if you learn that you have to know you're in the sukkah, you'll still know because you'll be looking at the walls, all the intricate artwork on the walls, you'll follow the walls up, and you'll see the schach, and even though it's over 20 amas, the walls will schlep your eyes over the schach. Says the Gemara, see the time of the Ma'an Yedu, then even the funnest Magia schach, if it's understood, it'll be kosher even over 20 amas. See the din, that has to be a shi'a, all right, it's not a shi'a, all right, it's massive. And see the din sail, you won't be sitting in the sail. That's one nafkamina. Mazal nafkamina, if you have a very wide sukkah, more than the minimum shear, then if you hold, you have to sit in the shades of the sukkah, because it's wider than the minimum shear, you can assume that you'll be sitting in the shade from the schach, and therefore, it will still be kosher. The ma'isa, we paskin, it's a deal, shear of arai is required and not keva, and therefore, in all these aforementioned cases, when the fanus magiyos l'schach, and when it's wider than the minimum shear, it's still possible, because it's not a shear arai. Very important. Remember that we paskin is toil on a sheer arai. Okay. The Torah in Hilchos Chanukah. Now this is a lomdish question. I apologize. It's a lomdish question. We'll go back to the raw halacha in a minute. But this is a very strong lomdish question I have on the Torah, and I'll see what the other one has to say. The Torah in Hilchos Chanukah brings down a shita of the Rabbeinu Yoel, a Rishon. Rabbeinu Yoel says, if you have a menorah over 20 amos, it's possible because you can't see it from the street. There's no good. Says Rabbeinu Yoel, if the menorah is next to a wall, and therefore, people will be looking at the wall, at all the brickwork on the wall, and they'll follow it up, all the way up, over 20 amas. Instead of any oil, it's going to be fine. As though you find in Sukkah, the Fungi Zachach, people follow up the walls, so Zachach, who are in here, you're going to follow up the walls to hit the menorah, and it'll be kosher. Says the Torah, I don't agree with you. Why not? The Torah says, because by the Fungi Zachach, it's connected with the Fungi. You look at the Fungi, it hits the Zachach straight away. And therefore, that's when you'll follow up and see. But in case a menorah, punk, next to a wall, that's not good enough. You're following the wall, you miss the menorah, and never not good enough. Agav, their machlokes might be a machlokes Rashi or Tvar have to understand the Sukkah in Sukkah, but that's not what I'm getting involved in today. Says the Darkei Moshe, written by the Ramah, I don't understand what the Torah and the Rabbeinu Yoel are having a punch up about. Why not? Says Darkei Moshe, you're so cute. You're handling the man the Omar that the son of the Gizis Chach is kosher. And the whole reason for Sukkah, it can't be over 20 amos, is because the man Yedu, and therefore with the son of the Gizis Chach, when you follow it up, you know you're in a Sukkah. Fake the Darkei Moshe, we paskin not like that. We paskin is a shear, dear is arai, and no one lets you have a Sukkah over 20 amos, and therefore why are the Torah and the Yoel fighting with each other? Is this called son of Yemagias, not Magias? The Kula Amma, the final gears is possible, we said. We don't pass that stuff in the Gemara. As always, fit Darkei Moshe, and he bribed Sarachim. Trait Gersh and Zunna on the Darkei Moshe, I don't understand. There is no machloikus in Metzias in the Gemara in Sukkah. There's no argument in the fact. You know, always in learning, we try not to make an argument in the Gemara, in the argument in fact. Yeah, because.
Call Halashon.
It's not the Shmuck to have an argument. It's obviously a bit more lomdish. It is called also, it's called Mutter. To say a factual machloka is not the Shmuck. And it's mafurish in the Gemara there. There's no machloka in fact. Why is it mafurish? The Gemara there asks the question, why does that Manda Omar, who says Dio is Arai, not learn like the Manda Omar of the Talmud Gears? And the Gemara doesn't say the reason is because he argued on the fact. The Gemara says he dives for the Pasuk Azoi, he dives for the Pasuk Azoi. It's the first of the Gemara and Sukkah that everyone agrees, Be'etzem, if you have the funnels for Gitz Eschach, you follow the walls, you see the Schach. Unarguable. What's Machlokes there? Is the reason Leman Yedu, and therefore now you know? Or is the reason Dir is Arai, and now Dir is Kevah? There's no Machlokes in fact. Machlokes in which Pasuk to learn the Makor, that Sukkah, Lemaila Nechof, is Pasuk. That's the fact. And that's the Machlokes. Now, if that's true, how could that Kemosha Akakasha on the Torah Mini Oil that we don't paskin that reason by Sukkah? It's irrelevant. By Sukkah, we don't paskin that reason. We've got a different pasuk telling you to be a Dira's Arai. Oh, but the fact is correct. The fact is correct that when you have a wall, you follow it up. And therefore, the Machlokes is a good Machlokes. Because by Hanukkah, there's no dim Dira's Arai. And therefore, by Hanukkah, Lulit Tur, your Taka would follow the Menorah up. It would be kosher. And therefore, why is that Kemosha saying that this reason in Sukkah is not paskin? It's irrelevant it's not paskin. It's not paskin for a different reason. Oh, but the reason here would be Negea and it should be kosher. Okay. The Gemara brings a raya from Hilni Amalka. Machlokes is kind of supposed to be Otayam. So not says the Gemara, I've got my first raya for you. What's the raya? Gemara brings a story from Hilni Amalka, a famous queen. Hilni Amalka nozir before down that she became a nozir for 7 years and she didn't have the best luck. And the last day of Nazirah she messed up, she started again. I believe again, twice she had to go through an extra 7 years because she messed up in Nazirah's last day. Maestro Hilni Amalka, but look, Shalisos Akosa Gavoya Maestro Amma. Sukkah was over 20 Amas tall. And the Hazakenim and the Knoss of Yerut Misham, and all the elders, all the Rabbanim were going in out of Sukkah, below Amun Adava, and he didn't tell us, by first, as if you heard a Sukkah can be over 20 Amas tall. Amuloi Misham Raya, Isha Haisa, Shona Sukkah, a lady's not a slave in Sukkah, Machlok Yoshani, the lady even say, Lay Shave, we passed him she can, but it's a Machlok. Amulahen, the Hadash Shiva Bonim Harila, she had 7 sons, and every deal of Pilcha Chomim, and therefore, the Gemara is saying what that means. That she had 7 sons, and if you say maybe all the sons of the Tanim not Gila Chinuch, it's not Shaya, because at least one of them was Gila Chinuch, and therefore, from the fact that she, no one said anything to her that she was Mekai Lechir Chinuch in a bad way, my story is that a sukkah is kosher over 20 Amos. Now, I always had a kasha, many years, only a kasha, it's a cute horror. Maybe she had septuplets, and therefore her septuplets were all 1 day old, and therefore that's why the fact she had 7 children, there's no Raya. Because it could be all unaged ones. It's not really such a strong kasha. I wouldn't like ask this middle of the shir, the middle of the Shiva shir. So how are I always had? My brother Chaim yesterday told me that there's a very interesting Kiva Eger in the end of Brachas. Everyone look it up. Kiva Eger says there, when it says that the Yidin gave birth, Shisha B'Keres Echot, that the reason why they gave birth to Chaim, Daska, the 6 children at one go, and not more, is because every Isha has in her womb 7 different chadorim, 7 different places where babies can be stored. 3 on the right, 3 on the left, and 1 in the middle. The 3 on the right, if they become pregnant in the right, that would be boys. The 1s on the left will be girls. And the 1 in the middle, if it gets full as well, will become an androgynous. And therefore, it's not possible to have more than 6 non-androgynous at one time. And that's why in Mitzrayim, that Shisha became a haircut, because Hashem didn't want to give an androgynous. They've had 3 boys, 3 girls. Leila, now as a woman, she couldn't have septuplets of boys because the Kiyagin says, Klar, septuplets have to have at least 1 androgynous in another boy. And androgynous is philosophic. Okay, now let's move on. What do you say? Had to be a septuplet.
No, if they're all.
Yeah, but I'm asking how. Okay, the Gemara knows for a fact. The Gemara knew the story. I'm saying that it's muchach now. It's muchach. There had to be. They couldn't be septuplets because the king is a dotshai. Okay. Now it could have been triplets, twins, and it could still be only the 3. I hear. Okay. Good question. Let's move on. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now. Fine. So we see from here, it says the Gemara, a raya, the sukkah is kosher. Now the very important mitzvah. Mitzvah says. Very, very important thing with the big ramifications for mitzvah. So it's called When you do chinuch, you have to do the mitzvah chinuch ketikunui. You have to do the mitzvah for the child like they're being done by an adult. I.e., you can't tell a child, come, let's go to the sukkah and bring him to the apostle sukkah, a shed with a nose kach, and he'll think he's in mekayim mitzvah sukkah, shokol, very excited. Tell his friends, amazing, I've done the mitzvah sukkah, and really it won't be anything. You can't do that. How do you know? Says it's for Gemara. Because in our Gemara, maybe it could be, what you maybe who desire that a sukkah over 10 hours is kosher. Maybe the etzim sukkah over 10 hours is possible. None of us, Kalim Alta, told the children, come, Kinderlach, we're going to the sukkah. And they thought the sukkah had sukkah decorations. For them, they didn't measure it at the feet of Chazanish Shir, it was 20.1 amos. And therefore, they didn't know it wasn't a sukkah. How could you bring a rav from the Malka that a sukkah over 10 amos is kosher? Maybe it was possible, and she just told the children it's kosher. Elamai says the Ritz. Well, it's mukhak from the Gemara that when you do chinuch, it has to be done kedas v'kedin k'tikunai, and only then is it oymekai in the mitzvah of chinuch. Says it's well. I says, who's this is there? Why do I have to bulge right this? I saw others who disagree with me and they seem to say they can try and fill up just to pretend to do the mitzvah. That's good enough. Now, who are the Acherim for Toyim Bazeh? It's not any Acherim. It's a Mozart B'Shein Raivon. Mr. Brewer brings down in Simon Tafri from the test, he can't cough there. 2 days, does a Kotzen have to own his own set of Dal Minim? I.e., on the first day, you're not Yotza, Nesiz Lachem, and you can't really makle it to him because you can't makle it back, and therefore, the Mechlek of Mr. Brewer, does a Kotzen have to own his own Dal Minim or not? Please, Mr. Brewer, 1 day, Kotzen lo Yotza B'Tilo Kazeh, because not Lachem, the loy kiyim by obvious chinuch. 1 day is that if it's not belonging to the cotton, it's no good. Then he says the yesh me'achroinim, which the Shartzion says, no, next time the Moshe Ravon, that the mitzvah of chinuch miskayim gam b'shol. That even though they don't own it, and therefore even though technically the mitzvah of dalaminim not doing tikkunoi because there's been the kachin lochem b'yom rishon, and it's not lochem of the cotton, doesn't matter. The hagam b'zem is chinuch ben mitzvah. He doesn't know the bailiff in the land registry who owns this aluminium. He'll come to school the next day. I shook a thousandish effort with a dairy lulav. Amazing. You didn't own it. Who cares? He stole the chulas 2 days in the Mishnah Berurah. And therefore, Kibshutai, the ritva is totally not like the ritva says you have a riot from the Gemara. Now, it can be magic. You can say that the difference between a sukkah over 20 hours is not a sukkah b'chlal. It's a shaitas. It's like a barn. It's not a sukkah. It's not a shit aray. Sukkah is aray. And therefore, it could be that over here, we have a kosher aluminium. It just felt one of the dinim in the bailus of it. It could be there in the machlokes. I don't know what would this man of Amar, the Moshe Shein Ravon, hold if you gave a child a broomstick and a watermelon. You said, here, go and shake the aluminium. And he's not such a smart fellow. And he shakes it with a whole gishmak and he tells his friends, shook the aluminium. Would he also hold the kind of mitzvah? I don't know. And therefore, if he holds, he wouldn't be kind of mitzvah there. It could be the mitzvah shtim with the shit. I'll call upon him. We have here 2 days where they have to own your own dalamin. There's a fascinating Igris Moshe. Igris Moshe was asked to Shaila, are you allowed to make an out of town, in a city where there's not many Yidden, can you make a school with boys and girls in the same school? There weren't enough boys and girls to warrant a separate school. And they wanted to say, what was the dark period of making boys and girls mixed together? Says Reb Moshe, it depends on this Mishnah Berurah, but you have to flip it around. And I'll explain what he said. Says it. If you hold that the chiyuv of chinuch is to be mekayim the mitzvah k'tikunei, and therefore you just have to make sure whatever it says in the Torah, children already do. Then, he said, you could have a school, which is mixed, because children under the age of 11, whatever it was, have no hirurim, and therefore to have boys and girls together is not a steward to the Torah in any way, shape, or form. And therefore, it's kosher. It'll be Makai in the mitzvah of chinuch in this mitzvah, because in this mitzvah there's no avera for a godel to be in the zamatzev as well, and therefore, there'll be no problem. However, he says, if you learn that the mitzvah of chinuch, it doesn't do to be Makai in the mitzvah per se. It doesn't do to be Makai in the mitzvah kitikunai, yes, shol, no shol. It's just to get the child used to doing mitzvahs, and therefore, even if an esrog is not lachem, or maybe even if you give him a watermelon, perhaps, even, it doesn't matter. As long as the child is used to doing mitzvahs, that's what chinuch is. Chinuch is to get the child used to the Jewish way, says Moshe, if you hold a zoi, which is punk a kula in Hilchot Dalaminim, it will come out a chumra in Hilchot mixed schools. He says, but to have boys and girls together, that's not the Jewish way, and therefore, you're getting them used to something, that's not the Jewish way. And then if the mitzvah is to do it, kadaf with the din, I am machmen dalaminim, you have to buy your son a kosher set of dalaminim, they say it's chinuch set, it has to be kosher, it's not a joke, the chinuch set. Everyone says chinuch set per rov, you feed the shit, it has to be kosher. If you hold a zoi, you could really then have your child in a mixed school. If you buy your child kosher dalaminim, it will be offered for you to send your child to mixed school. So anyone who knows anyone who sends their children to mixed school, they have to tell them that the mechuyav to buy, if you're Moshe, kosher dalaminim for their children, because it's toilah haba ha mamish. If you're makel with dalaminim, if you're makel in school, if you're makel in school, you make it up. Okay, I'll count that with Moshe. I'll finish with one more din about the schach. says in the Hamozok in Bayis, a very thick strach, even though you can't see the stars, it's going to be kosher. The Yerushalmi being down in the Sephkhila, yet you'll see the stars. As well as Machan Machaba as well. Machlek between God and Pri Yaakov, is it only one place you can see stars? Is that good enough? Or must it be in the whole sukkah? But I build my sukkah, always one place you see stars in the middle. I can't really reach the middle, I put the strach down. And over there, you see all the stars of the Sephkhila Mamish. But always by the edges, you can't see nothing because I dump all the stuff there because I can't move the toilet very far. So that's my point to Yaakov, if you've got him, is that the kind of chachilah of seeing the stars? You're showing me in one place or in all the places. The Rosh brings a bit of time that if a rain cannot get into your sukkah, the sukkah is possible. This is the shitta of the Rishonim that holds that you have to have schach, which rain can come in. He brings a riot. Is why is the halacha in the Mishnah brought down? If the rain comes into your food, then you just go out the sukkah because it is not teaching you to do. You understand? Make it. The rain will go in the food. Make schach to shamayim, and therefore no rain ever come in. And then what's the problem? He said, well, why are you taking simul klala? Oh, everyone knows the first night rain, simul klala. Simul klala, mapitah. Make massive schach and simul brocha. It'll be raining, everyone will have lots of gushamim. And the maitha, we can eat a sukkah. And the maitha is a rosh that you have to have a sukkah where the rain can come in. And so, like you're showing the maitha, the chetchila for that. The Chayadon learns it's a din drabonon, is a gazera mishum bias, because if you have it so thick, it reminds you of your house. It's a drabonon, the bush may hold it, the raisa. Okay. I saw a kasha from someone that the maitha, this Aspen said, he's never seen a sukkah that so much stuff, rain will never get in. Well, you never get in. Everyone knows you have a leak in your house. Yeah, teeny one pile's got a little thing in. Eventually, it starts dripping in. But enough rain comes. So what does it mean, enough stuff will never come in? I mean, there's a teller, if you have stuff there, it's not watertight, and it will come in eventually. So what the getting is not so clear. Rosh Dan back to the Shiva, he went to Mandela Hadar, and he saw there loads of stuff. He said, whoa, the Rosh holds, rain can't come in. And the girl said, yeah, I could put double the stuff here, it will still be kosher, rain will still come in. Because rain comes in. Okay, now, I'll leave off with a shayla, whoever's for answer will know, there's something called hochschach. Hochschach is schach, which is very cleverly made. It's got like one layer here, one layer here, one layer here. It's got little gusts running off it. It's made that even though you can see the stars through it because there's little cracks, rain cannot come in. It's built very cleverly, rain cannot get in. And this is a huge machlokes in the achronim, whether it's kosher or posel. You should know that people who are normally machmeh here are mekel. I, the yashiv, normally a machmeh is mekel, the same as almond is mekel. However, the Knei Boisim and the Moshe Halberstam wants to be machmeh and say it's no good. They say, Rosh says, sukkah, that sukkah has to be that rain can come in, and rain can't come in. And the Taina Fakayat is, what do you mean? The whole problem is, like we said, the Chai Adon is doing and bias. It's so thick, it's because they'll go into your house. Here, it's not thick at all. You can see it's full of holes. Now, what is found, a very clever patent that rain won't come in, let it hold the kosher. I'm not sure what would the machmirim hold. Someone made a massive fan on the side of his roof. As the rain comes in, it blows it away. Would they also hold it possible? Because the chayla could shoot it, it's the same thing. Didn't say no, that's the schach itself. That's why today. And here the rain can't come in the thing because it's there. Elephant. Now, one more shayla is, I want to know, the feet of the machmirim who hold that you're allowed to use the schach, and it holds like a leishiv in the schach, are people who live in rainy places mechuyev to buy this schach. The Shlomo Zalman says you're mechuyev to buy a heater. You can't say, oh no, I don't have a heater. Oh, I'm freezing cold. I'm starving. No, mechuyev to buy a heater to make sure it can be able to sit in the sukkah. I wonder if you live in a rainy place, are you mechuyev to buy hot schach? Then you'll be able to sit in the sukkah in the rain. Or no, as long as vice to what the five do, I don't know. Everyone ask the local rav. I am not paid for this by hot schach. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.